bigger trucks and so forth. So it's a good project.
Yep.
But the as people will see as they drive past the Bald Hills Road interchange now, it is all but finished. So people will be able to use that. It's really important local infrastructure. It's something that I was committed to when I first ran in 2008. It's mm-hmm. taken some years and us to get into government for us to be able to deliver it. $16 million of federal government money that I delivered at the last election. There's some state government money in it. I think it's $5 million from memory, and the remainder is the council's good work and to give Anne Ferguson credit. She has been working on this for a very long time as well, and also Mark Goldsworthy, the state local Liberal MP. So it has been a community effort. We are proud to be part of a government which delivers this local infrastructure because, as people know, at the main Adelaide Road interchange, it is getting increasingly busy.
Absolutely.
And at times is a bit of a bottleneck.
Well, I found it a bottleneck during Easter.
Yes.
People were trying to turn right to head out of town on the freeway. And to be honest, once this comes into effect, it won't just save three minutes like the like the Oban's going to save. Seriously, it's going to save 15 to 20-odd minutes.
And it has a kick-on from people in Strathelb and people in Nairn, Woodside.
Mm.
Just that roundabout itself at the end of Bald Hills Road will make a huge safety difference. There's been some terrible accidents at that road, and local people know that is a treacherous intersection. So
I know it as having ridden motorcycles past.
Yeah,
are they coming out? Are they not coming out?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great project. It's South Australian contractors delivering the project, but Avcol, they've done an excellent job. Of course, there are some residents who've had a few issues. We're working with them and the state government to try and resolve those. That always happens, unfortunately, with big infrastructure projects. Operating big machinery, moving a lot of dirt, it sometimes has an effect, of course, but it is necessary infrastructure as the town and the region grows. Mount Barker is fast becoming South Australia's largest regional centre, and it needs the infrastructure to support that. And this is an example. There is lots more to do, obviously. I think a future priority is to look at the existing interchange and make sure we can make that work better, because it is, as we know, getting to the point where it is getting very full. And you're right, around Easter there was a couple of occasions where it was very busy.
I can certainly see the opportunity where they may have to install a turn right arrow or like that, and that'll allow them, because the backlog flows right into Littlehampton.
Yeah, so plus you have the impact of the Cornerstone pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a challenge, that area there, but you know, it's what happens when areas grow and they need the infrastructure to support that.
And by golly, we're growing at the moment.
Indeed,
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
My special guest today is the Honourable Jamie Briggs, Member for Mayo, and you're listening to Hills Radio 88.9 FM. I'm Crash Carpenter, here for you on your radio station. Jamie, I'd like to speak to you about you, if you don't mind. And I thought some of our listeners, and especially myself, I'd be keen to find out your background. So, you know, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Things like that.
Well, my dad was grew up in Mildura, and mum in Melbourne, or just north of Melbourne, and dad was in the Commonwealth Bank and travelled around Victoria as bankies often do.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was always a regional boy at heart, so he never really wanted to take city posting. So I was born in a town called Kyneton, which is just north of Melbourne, when Dad met Mum in Kyneton when he was obviously a younger fella, and we moved around a bit. We lived in Wodonga for a couple of years, which is on the beginning of the Murray.
Yeah, Wodonga, yep.
And then when I was very young, and then we moved to Rosebud for a few years, which is on the Mornington Peninsula,
mm-hmm.
where my sister was born, and then Kyabram, which was in central Victoria, famously Gary Lyon's hometown.
Right.
And then we went back to Mildura when I was about 10 or 11. So we had quite a bit of time travelling around different schools at primary school level, but
most
of my schooling was done in Mildura at St. Joseph's College in Mildura. And then at 18, after we finished school. I was quite obsessed by sports as a young fella, as many young fellas are. My little Henry seems to be inheriting that as well. I played a lot of cricket, particularly, and golf, and I came down to Adelaide, thanks to Jamie Siddons, actually, to try out at Glenelg Cricket Club. So I came and played with Glenelg after I played in a couple of sort of Victorian country representative carnivals when I was 16 and 17.
Right.
And out of that, Melbourne's actually a bit further away than Adelaide from Mildura. People don't realise that. Mildura, Adelaide is actually a lot closer.
Yes.
So, and we have, I have an uncle who now lives in the Barossa Valley. So we made that step, and I moved out of home and moved down, which was a, you know, I was very much a, I guess, you described as a mummy's boy. I hadn't really done much house work or cooking or.
This was, and you were around, what, 18?
I was 18, just turned 18.
Yeah, so, I know where you're coming from there.
So I lived with another young guy from Mildura who was an apprentice golf professional, and so we lived in a townhouse down near Glenelg, which was pretty, you know, were rough and rugged, to be honest, at that age. You know, I had no idea about, you know, getting grass stains out of cricket whites or any of those challenges, but thankfully Glenelg were very good. They helped with employment, and you know, I focused on cricket for a couple of years.
Sure.
And,
what did you do? What did you do as a job?
I worked at the at a service station, in effect.
Good man. That's it. Yeah.
I worked there part time. I did a bit of cricket coaching as well through the SACA. There was a program that the SACA ran, I ran the Kanga cricket. As it was known then, Milo Cricket now for Glenelg.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that for a couple of years, and it got to a point where my father was subsidising my existence a little bit. So he sort of said, I'm not sure this is going to be the long-term, career of choice. You've had a crack at it. It's probably not going to be as good as what you thought.
Yep.
I got a couple of injuries too. I had a broken jaw playing in a sort of similar way that what Phil Hughes got hit. I sort of ducked into a bouncer hit me on the side of the face.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that was sort of a bit of a wake-up call too. So I, you know, then focused back on university and started working in industrial relations, Business SA, with, you know, small businesses and so forth.
Peter Vaughan there at that time?
Yeah, Peter Vaughan was the CEO at that time.
Yep.
I spent a couple of years there, or a few years there, and did a lot of that work, particularly on the advisory service with businesses that would ring in and ask about entitlements or how to deal with difficult situations or just general industrial relations. And I studied in that area as well. And I guess at that time, it's when I became increasingly interested and involved in politics. We hadn't particularly had an interest through my family as such, but that grew in that time. And I started to, you know, I became a member of the Liberal Party and started to go to functions and became increasingly interested in those things and helped on campaigns and what have you. So that led to working for Rob Lucas, who was then Treasurer.
Yes.
The state for a while, and then stayed with Rob into opposition when we lost government in 2002, and then I went off to Canberra and worked for John Howard for just a bit over 3 years.
Now that would have been extremely interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was fascinating. You know, we, I guess, I had a real desire to get over to the sort of big, the big game as I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met Estee through that period where. In fact, before I got the job with Rob, I had applied for a job or put my hand up for a job with the Liberal Party with a new state director at that time.
Right.
And he interviewed two people, one with me and one was this young woman I'd never heard of, and she got the job, and we've been married now for,
is that right?
for 11 years.
That's fantastic.
So, we met through that there. And then so we both went to Canberra and... you know, worked and, yeah, working for Mr. Howard was an incredible experience. I was his industrial relations advisor, workplace relations advisor, and I did other jobs in the office, like I prepared his question time material. So what each day on sitting days I would run around and make sure the sort of issues of the day he had briefings on and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a an awesome experience. And then, you know, in that time we had our